The second episode seems to have had an even more profound influence on the Hungarian national character. At some unspecified date, Constantine tells us there was a rebellion, apostasia, of part of the Khazar nation against their rulers. The insurgents consisted of three tribes, quote, which were called Khavars, or Khabars, and which were of the Khazars' own race. The government prevailed. Some of the rebels were slaughtered, and some fled the country and settled with the Magyars, and they made friends with one another. They also taught the tongue of the Khazars to the Magyars, and up to this day they speak the same dialect, but they also speak the other language of the Magyars. And because they proved themselves more efficient in wars and the most manly of the eight tribes, that is, the seven original Magyar tribes plus the Khabars, and leaders in war, they were elected to be the first horde, and there is one leader among them that is in the originally three hordes of the Khavars, who exists to this day. End quote. To dot his I's, Constantine starts his next chapter with a list, quote, of the hordes of Khavars and Magyars. First is that which broke off from the Khazars, this above-mentioned horde of the Khavars, end quote, etc. The horde, or tribe, which actually calls itself Magyar, comes only third. It looks as if the Magyars had received, metaphorically and perhaps literally, a blood transfusion from the Khazars. It affected them in several ways. First of all, we learn, to our surprise, that at least till the middle of the 10th century, both the Magyar and Khazar languages were spoken in Hungary. Several modern authorities have commented on this singular fact. Thus, Bury wrote, quote, the result of this double tongue is the mixed character of the modern Hungarian language, which has supplied specious argument for the two opposite opinions as to the ethnical affinities of the Magyars. End quote. Toynbee remarks that though the Hungarians have ceased to be bilingual long ago, they were so at the beginnings of their state, as testified by some 200 loan words from the old Chuvash dialect of Turkish, which the Khazars spoke. The Magyars, like the Rus, also adopted a modified form of the Khazar double kingship. Thus Gardetzi, quote, their leader rides out with 20,000 horsemen. They call him Kanda, Hungarian for Kunda, and this is the title of their greater king. But the title of the person who effectively rules them is Yula, and the Magyars do whatever their Yula commands. End quote. There is reason to believe that the first Yulas of Hungary were Khabars. There is also some evidence to indicate that among the dissident Khabar tribes, who de facto took over the leadership of the Magyar tribes, there were Jews, or adherents of a Judaizing religion. It seems quite possible, as Artamonov and Bartha have suggested, that the Khabar apostasia was somehow connected with, or a reaction against, the religious reforms initiated by King Obadiah. Rabbinical law, strict dietary rules, Talmudic casuistry might have gone very much against the grain of these steppe warriors in shining armor. If they professed a Judaizing religion, it must have been closer to the faith of the ancient desert Hebrews than to rabbinical orthodoxy. They may even have been followers of the fundamentalist sect of Karaites, and hence considered heretics. But this is pure speculation.